السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. Continuing our discussion about brotherhood and friendship, we reached the discussion about those people that we are recommended to choose as friends, as brothers and sisters in faith, and we refer to ulama, the learned scholars who are pious, who would inspire us, teach us, and who would add to our credit when people know that we have been in touch with them and we have had acquaintance with them. Then we talked about those who are wise and intelligent. The third group that has been recommended in our hadith is those who love us for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Khayrul Ikhwan من كانت في الله مودته. Best of the brothers are those that their love and friendship and affection are for the sake of Allah. They love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not showing interest to you or love because there is any reason other than piety and love for the sake of Allah. This is a very important topic by itself, and we have many, many hadiths about the significance of loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I briefly refer to some of the hadiths about this point, but those who are interested, I have a lecture which is available also online about love for the sake of God. So you can find that more detailed way, inshallah, in that lecture. Prophet Musa alayhi salam once was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what have you done for me? He said, I have prayed for you, I have fasted, I have given alms or zakat, charity for you. So these are the things that I have done for you. According to hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your prayer, your fasting, your zakat, all are good for yourself. Each of them has some benefit for yourself. The hadith mentions what is the benefit of prayer, fasting, zakat. So you have gained from this. What have you done for me? Then Prophet Musa was left without any answer because he was thinking that his prayer and fasting and zakat has been for the sake of God, have been for the sake of God. So when Allah said, this is all for you, useful for you, so he said, I don't know. What is the action which is for you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Musa, Hal walayta li waliyan? Have you ever become brother, friend with someone for my sake? Has this happened that someone that was not related to you, He is not from your family. He is not even from your town or village. He may not even speak your language. He may not look similar to you. There is no similarity in any form like this. But because he is mu'min or she is mu'min, you have chosen him as your friend, as your brother or sister in faith. هَلْ وَلَيْتَ لِي وَلِيًّا. Then the hadith says, فَعَلِمَ مُوسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَنَّ أَفْضَلَ الْأَعْمَالِ الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ. Then Musa alayhi salam realized that the best action, something that you can say to Allah, this is only for you, is to love for the sake of Allah and to dislike for the sake of Allah. If I am trying to see this person, to meet this person, to help this person, it's for the sake of Allah. And if I'm trying to avoid this person, again, it's for the sake of Allah. Al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdhu fillah. I don't have any personal interest here. My master, my Lord, loves this person, so I love him. If this person is a bad person, is a wicked person, is a vicious person, I don't like him. Very simple. There is another hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By the one in whose hand my life lies, the one who has my life in his hand, you will not enter heaven unless you are mu'min. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُ. Without faith, without iman, you will not enter heaven. وَلَن تُؤْمِنُ حَتَّى تَحَابُ. And you are not mu'min unless you love each other for the sake of Allah. So iman is the condition for entering heaven, but iman itself, which is the condition for entering heaven, is dependent on loving each other for the sake of Allah. No one can say, I am a mu'min, I am a believer, unless he has love for those who believe in Allah, those who are close to Allah, those who are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, to love for the sake of God is very important quality, is a sign of being a faithful person. So, now we go back again to our discussion about friendship. A group of people that we are recommended to choose as brothers, as sisters, as friends, are those that their relation, their love for us is based on taqwa and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I repeat the hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. خَيْرُ الْإِخْوَانِ مَنْ كَانَتْ فِي اللَّهِ مَوَدَّتُهُ. The best of the brothers are those that their friendship is for the sake of God. In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, خَيْرُ الْإِخْوَانِ مَنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا إخوته or أخوته. من لم تكن على الدنيا أخوته. The best brother is the one whose brotherhood is not based on worldly reasons. It's not that because he wants to use you, he wants recommendation from you, he wants money from you, he wants, for example, to help him in getting married or finding a job. No. His friendship, his brotherhood is not for any worldly reason. He loves you because you are a mu'min. He loves you because he believes that this is what Allah wants from him. Another group recommended in our hadith are those who share with us what they have, those who do muwasat. You remember we talked about enfaq, muwasat, and ithar. We said there are three levels. To give what might be extra is enfaq. To share what you have is muwasat. To give priority to others and give them what you need, this is ithar. So those who are sharing with you what they have, it's not just they give you extra or they just want, you know, to benefit from you. No, they love you. They cannot feel relaxed. They cannot feel comfortable unless they make sure that what you have, they also have. So, and what they have, you have. It's a mutual sympathy. They can be friends. Again, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, "Khayru ikhwanik man wasaka." The best of your brothers are those who share with you. وَخَيْرٌ مِنْ مَنْ كَفَاكَ. And better than those who share with you are those who make sure that you have sufficient means and provision. So they are not satisfied unless you have what you need. Like, you know, for example, if you have a child, if you have a small brother or sister, and you have food, you share. If food is not enough, what do? You make sure that you feed him properly, and if something remains, you eat. If nothing remains, again, you don't bother. You say, at least I make sure that my little kid, my little brother or sister is fed properly. So Amirul Mu'mineen says, the best brothers are those that share with you, and better than them are those that make sure that you have enough. That is the main concern. Then later they think about themselves. وَإِذَا احْتَاجَ إِلَيْكَ أَعْفَاكَ. And if he needs you, he tries not to be a burden. He tries to give you excuses, not to always demand, in the way that I understand this hadith. So this is very important, and I received also one comment which was very good, and I wanted to share with you about how we should approach these hadiths. When we say a brother or a sister should have these qualities, these are the people that are recommended to become our brothers and friends, our approach must not be only to try to find these qualities in people and then become their friends. This is not enough. A more important part of this is to see if we are ourselves showing these values and qualities to other people. Are you the one that meets these expectations in hadith, and therefore people should become your brother or friend? So we should not just look at these qualities as something that we ask others to observe, something that also we check ourselves. Like when we say, for example, this is the relation between husband and wife. They should, you know, be helping each other. They should be trying to sacrifice for the sake of each other. This doesn't mean to read these hadiths and then demand from next day from your husband or wife these points. It means to learn these things and make sure that you observe these things. We shouldn't learn these things in order to demand from each other. We should learn these things to, first of all, exhibit these qualities. And also, if you want to establish relation with other people, try to be choosing the best people as your friends and brothers. There are other hadiths about muwasat, but because our time is short, I move on to the next group. The next group that has been recommended is those who are inviting us and others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, Khayru ikhwanika. This shows brotherhood was so important for Amir al-Mu'mineen that he has so many hadiths about this. خير إخوانك من دعاك إلى صدق المقال بصدق مقاله. The best of your brothers are those who invite you towards morality, towards virtues, towards piety, towards honesty, towards truthfulness. How? Just by words? No. By their action. مَنْ دَعَاكَ إِلَىٰ صِدْقِ الْمَقَالِ بِصِدْقِ مَقَالِهِ. He invites you to be truthful in your words by he himself being truthful. There is no easier way than friendship for becoming a good person. If you have good friends, very easily you yourself become good. If you have serious, hard-working friends, you become like them. If you have lazy people who are your friends, you become like them. If you have people who try to do good things, to do ibadah, charity, community work, easily you become inspired by them. So, if you have truthful friends, they automatically call you towards truthfulness. وَنَدَبَكَ إِلَىٰ أَفْضَلِ الْأَعْمَالِ بِحُسْنَ أَعْمَالِهِ. He encourages you and recommends you to have good actions with his own good actions. When you look at him, you would be inspired to do the same. There is a hadith that one day the companions of Jesus, the disciples of Jesus, asked him, whom should we choose as our friends? Whom we should sit with, meet with? And Isa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam mentioned 3 points. Man yudhakkirukumullah ru'yatuhu. The one that when you meet, he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people that when you meet, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality, وَيَزِيدُ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْتِقُهُ. When he speaks, it will add to your knowledge. It will increase your knowledge. He says things useful, beneficial. You can learn. And the third, يُرَقِّبُكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. When you look at his action, you would be motivated and encouraged to work for your akhirah. When you see how he is working for his akhirah, you would be inspired to do the same. These are the best people to choose as friends. Looking at them reminds you of Allah. Listening to them increases your knowledge. Looking at their action would inspire you to work for your akhirah. And by the way of implication, you can realize that the worst people would be the people that they make you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always talk about either money or, I don't know, pleasures. They don't leave you any opportunity to think about Allah. When they you look at their life, you would be motivated to work only for dunya. These are the worst type of people. Another group are those that help you for ta'ah. You know, we have this also about spouses. Husband and wife also should be helper for obedience. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Imam Ali alayhi salam, after marriage with Lady Fatima, how did you find Fatima? Imam Ali said, she is a very good help for obedience of Allah. If you have a good husband, good wife, it would be helping you in your religious life, in your taqwa, in you doing good things. Your wife would encourage you to do good things. Your husband would encourage you to do good things. The same is with friends. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, al-mu'inu ala ta'ah khayrul ashab. The one who helps you for obedience to Allah is the best companion. In another hadith, إذا أراد الله بعبد خيرا, when Allah wants and wills good for someone, جعل له وزيرا صالحا, Allah will give him a righteous helper. What does this righteous helper do? إن نسي ذكره, if he forgets, this friend reminds him. If he forgets to go for Salatul Jama'ah, he says, let's go for Salatul Jama'ah. If he forgets to recite Quran, he says, this is month of Ramadan, we should recite Quran. If he forgets to visit his mother or father, he says, we should go and visit our parents. He always reminds you of the duties and responsibilities. And nasiya dhakarahu. Wa in dhakara a'anahu. And if he remembers himself, he helps him in doing it. So if you forget, he reminds you. And if you remember, he helps you in doing it. He says, let's do it together. You know, many times when you have a friend or a companion to do something together, it becomes easier. You want to go, for example, for Salatul Jummah. Sometimes you feel a little bit lazy. But if there is someone, he says, let's go together, this encouragement will help you. Or he says, you know, let me take you there. To have a friend, a helper can encourage to do good things. So the people who help us in obedience, the people who remind us of our duties, are very important. And then finally for today, this is my last hadith, and inshallah from tomorrow we talk about the people that we should try not to become their friends. From tomorrow we'll talk about those people. The last hadith about the people that we should try to be friends, it's a very comprehensive hadith. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam said, "Ishab man idha sahibtahu dhanaka." Imam Hassan said, try to be a companion for someone that when you are his companion, it would be beautifying you, it would be adding to your credit. وَإِذَا خَدِمْتَهُ صَانَكَ, and when you help him and serve him, it would protect you, it would save you. It's not that when you listen to him and try to help him, he would take you to wrong directions. He needs your help and assistance for doing good things, and in this way you yourself are protected. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ مِنْهُ مَعُونَةً أَعَانَكَ, and when you need his help, you ask him for assistance, he would help you. وَإِنْ قُلْتَ صَدَّقَ قَوْلَكَ, if you tell something, he believes in you. You know, it's very much heartbreaking if you say something and people don't accept. You know, we need people who trust us. So if you say something and then your wife, your husband, your children, your friends don't accept, it really breaks your heart. You say, you don't know me, you don't believe in me. You need people who can trust you. So a good friend is the one that trusts you. When everyone betrays, when everyone forgets you, he says, I believe in you. Of course, this is based and you showing in the past that you are a reliable person, not a person who has a record of always telling lies. No, an honest person who is maybe not accepted by strangers, by colleagues. He needs some people at home and in community that they say, no, we believe in you, we trust you. So this is a good friend. وَإِن صُلْتَ شَدَّ حَوْلَكَ. If you want to do something, if you raise your hand, or if you want to hold something with your hand, he would stand next to you to help you. وَإِن مَدَدْتَ يَدَكَ بِفَضْلٍ مَدَّهَا. If you raise your hand to do something generous, to give something, he would also do the same. وَإِن بَدَتْ عَنْكَ صُلْمَةً سَدَّهَا. If a gap is in your behavior, in your life, if there is a fault, a deficiency, something that you were not able to handle properly, he would be your backup. He would cover it. He would protect you. He would not let people know about this problem that you have. وَإِن رَأَى مِنْكَ حَسَنَةً عَدَّهَا. But if he finds something good, he mentions this. So if there is deficiency, he tries to cover for you. If there is good thing, he counts this and mentions this so that people know about this. وَإِن سَأَلْتَهُ أَعْطَاكَ. If you ask him, he will give you. You ask him for some help, some money, he give you. وَإِن سَكَتْتَ عَنْ. And if you don't ask, because you are hesitant to ask for help, ابْتَدَاكَ. He comes to you and he offers. He doesn't wait for you to ask. When you know your mu'min brother or sister are in need of help, you should offer. Don't wait for them to come and ask. So these are the qualities that should exist in us so that we can be good friends for other people, and they should exist in people that we want to choose as our friends, as our brothers and sisters. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue discussion about the people that we are warned about them, with people that we are ask not to choose as friends. We will talk about them, inshallah, tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. So. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. در ادامه بحث برادری و دوستی به مبحث گروهی انسانهایی رسیدیم که اینها رو ما سفارش شده به عنوان دوست و برادر انتخاب بکنیم. دو دسته رو در جلسه گذشته مطرح کردیم. یک دسته علما، انسانهای اهل فضل و دانش و تقوا و خرد که دوستی با اونها به معرفت ما اضافه میکنه، مایه هدایت ما میشه و در این حال زینت ما هست، باعث اعتبار ما میشه. دوم انسانهای حکیم، انسانهای با تجربه و پخته که میتوانند توصیه های عملی خوبی رو به ما ارائه بدن. دسته سوم که در روایات ما مطرح شده، کسانی که دوستی اونها با ما به خاطر خداست، منفعت شخصی، علایق شخصی درش دخیل نیست. اینطور نیست که اینها چون فامیل ما هستن، همشهری ما هستن، هم زبان ما، هم رنگ ما هستن، یا مثلا میخوان از ما یه استفاده‌ای بکنن با ما دوست میشن. دوستی بر اساس محبت خداست که عرض کردم این خودش یک باب وسیعی است در روایات ما که ازش تعبیر شده به الحب فی الله و البغض فی الله. یعنی نه تنها ما باید خدا را دوست داشته باشیم، باید به خاطر خدا هم دیگران رو و کارهای خوب رو دوست داشته باشیم. اگر یک کسی بگه من فقط خدا رو دوست دارم، این کافی نیست، این نشان دهنده ایمان نیست. که بگه من خدا رو دوست دارم کافی نیست، باید انقدر خدا رو دوست داشته باشیم که به خاطر خدا انسانهایی که مؤمن هستند و به خدا نزدیکن رو هم دوست داشته باشیم. به خاطر خدا کارهای خیر رو دوست داشته باشیم. عرض کردم در یک روایتی در منابع حدیثی ما هست، حضرت موسی یک بار مورد سوال قرار گرفت، خداوند ازش پرسید که یا موسی چه کاری را برای من کردی؟ حضرت موسی عرض کرد من نماز خواندم، روزه گرفتم، زکات دادم. در روایت داره که خداوند به حضرت موسی گفت نمازت این فایده رو داره، روزت این فایده رو داره، زکاتت این فایده رو داره، همش برای خودت خوبه، برای من چی کار کردی؟ حضرت موسی چیزی به ذهنش نرسید، سوال کرد که خدایا خودت بگو اون چه کاریست که اگه من انجام بدم برای تو تلقی میشه؟ خداوند به موسی فرمود حلوا لیتلی ولیان، آیا تا به حال به خاطر من کسی را به عنوان دوست و ولی خودت انتخاب کردی؟ آیا تا به حال کسی را به خاطر من دشمن داشتی؟ دوستی و دشمنیت به خاطر من بوده یا نه؟ بعد در روایت داره فعلم موسی علیه السلام ان افضل الاعمال الحب فی الله والبغض فی الله. موسی علیه السلام در اونجا بود که فهمید که بهترین کارها این است که به خاطر خدا دوست بداریم و به خاطر خدا دوست نداریم، نه به خاطر امور شخصی. این نشانه ایمانه. عرض کردم در یک روایتی رسول اکرم صلی الله علیه و آله و سلم فرمودند قسم به آن کس که جان من به دست اوست، شما وارد بهش نمی شوید مگر اینکه مؤمن باشید، و مؤمن نیستید مگر اینکه همدیگر را دوست داشته باشید. پس مؤمن این نیست که فقط خدا را دوست داشته باشه، مؤمن اینه که خدا را که دوست داره، این دوستی انقدر قویه که به خاطر خدا مؤمنین رو دیگر رو هم دوست داره و به خاطر خدا از انسانهای فاسق بدکار ظالم بدش میاد. پس یک دسته از کسانی که ما به عنوان دوست باید انتخاب بکنیم، یا یک ویژگی و صفتی که باید در دوست خوب باشه، این است که دوستی او برای خدا باشه. امیر المؤمنین فرمودن خیر الاخوان، بهترین برادران، من کانت فی الله مودته، کسی است که به خاطر خدا باشد مودت و دوستی او. دسته دیگری که گفتیم کسانی هستند که مواسات میکنند، آنچرا که دارند با ما به اشتراک میذارند، در اختیار ما میگذارند. امیر المؤمنین فرمودند بهترین برادران شما کسی است که با شما مواسات میکنه، و بهتر از او کسی است که شما را کفایت میکنه، یعنی نه تنها از اون چیزی که داره به شما میده، بلکه مطمئن است که اول نیاز شما تأمین میشه بعد به فکر خودشه. چطور ما اگه یک بچه کوچیکی داریم اول میخوایم اون سیر بشه بعد به فکر سیری خودمون هستیم، مؤمنین نسبت به همدیگه باید اینطور باشند. امیدواریم که انشاءالله خداوند متعال به ما طعم برادری ایمانی، محبت فی الله رو انشاءالله بچشاند. و صلی الله علی سیدنا محمد و آله الطیبین الطاهرین.